Well, you have to put these issues.
Say this, the stiff on certain words. You have to pronounce the words carefully. Wherever you get the possibility of killing a word, you have to
stop the episode. Whoever the word is, same letter, that next word begins, you don't say it carefully, you'll skip one letter. Example, first of all, you have to say it. The whole above cup. So there's a step. You can say it. Separate. So if you say the whole above cup, just make one L out of it, you have destroyed one of the two words. You either say the whole above cup or the whole above cup. You have to separate. You have to say the whole above cup. Pause in between to get those two words out. Same thing. Further, you have. That's the south corner. How you live out the Bavetan. Give out the Bavetan. Point there. Then you have also where the first letter is a vowel, for the last part of this parasha, south tongue, out in his place. Uch sav tongue. The next word starts with a vowel, out. So if you put these two words, you have uch sav tongue, uch sav tongue. No. You said it together, stop, so no. Four, stop, four, no. Say it a little slower, more carefully, separate the words. This is what the Pacific Kabbalah said. You have 10 not vacant, separate between the vacant, those words that can be attached. Separate those with more plain, especially. Separate negative with the attachment. I can make it my shibboleth kechem, attachment where I shall look at it. Now, there is a Sephardic custom, which is very nice, very admirable, and very pitiful, and we don't have it. Well, here we have it. But the Ashkenazim don't have this. The Chazan, by the Sephardim, says the Kriya Shema out loud. They were done by the Sephardim. The Chazan says the Kriya Shema out loud, word for word. The rest of the people say lower, quiet, more quietly than you know. That is done so that the chazan can cover mincy, lead by you as the same properly. There's one error that the Sephardim make, as usual. When they do something, even though it's good, they show it. And ironically, it's written in the Shonar. It tells them not to do this, not to make this error. And obviously, it says it shouldn't make it, that's why they make it. They're afraid. A certain superstition about Sephardim. Yerusha Shonar says, do not be afraid about this superstition. When they hear that superstition, run away. It's crazy. It says that when you say the Kriya Shema, the Chazan, you're doing it, the Chazan should say it. The Chazan should say it out loud. When you get to the second paragraph, Oye Shema, in the middle, it says, Yishomer Lachem, please beware. And the gift of Abakim, that your heart should not turn away, besides the letter of the Chedish, worship idols. What's going to happen? The Chorah, Af Hashem Lachem, that Hashem's anger will burn you if you won't worship idols. That's how the Shemayim will hold back the heavens and rain like we had to Sarai and Ali. And the Havadah to the Bay of the Allah, that Hashem will destroy you, take you out of the land, and you will be going to so. So, at this point, it then says that when you get to this point, it says that Chorah, Af Hashem Lachem, Hashem will be angry with you. But the Chazan shouldn't let his voice die out. The superstition be afraid to say these words. You say the Eshma. Say the whole 248 words out loud. Chazan is afraid, so when he gets to this point, the Chazan stops and sits silent himself, his whole pasuk, about what he curses, and he continues on, I share this with him for something. So he destroys his whole purpose then. He says the whole Eshma out loud, he covers everything. That one sentence he dies out, doesn't say it, everything else is dead. Which is very interesting. And especially ironically, Din says the Beish. Din says Chazan to get to this point, say it. You got this part of the Yishma, say it. He's trying to sword, it says say it. Of course, don't be afraid, that means pachat lein, they're afraid. They're afraid this is going to happen, so they skip. There's another place where I saw these five who don't listen to the Shulchan Aruch. In that place, they should be in mind. also a custom. Here they have a good custom, which they spoil. Different custom they have, very admirable. However, they did it with sport. Why they did it real kavana, true kavana, it would be wonderful with this body. Certain customs they have that are really visible, streaming, that we truly envy. This says that the mitzvah covers the infirmity of the Nasi, the chief rabbi. The rabbi of the shul. We have a lot of rabbis in the shul. The lead rabbi of the shul is going to give you a covenant. This says it's kind of a covenant. Covenant title. Rabbi of the shul. It's an aliyah. Everyone's speaking. God says it's true covenant. But it's not necessary. It's not required. People can sit. Rabbi of the shul gets it over. This point, the doctor says you don't have to do it, that's what it's about to do it. Still, this case is very happy. Why? It says you don't have to, so why do it? Israel says that it's like a person, which is really good example. You see, put it down below you if you want. There's no place near the constitution that you must have more to pick it up. But it doesn't say, no way you must pick it up. There's no law, so pass it by. Right? You see a whole package of gold, diamonds, money lying on the floor, you will not find any law dictating you must pick it up. So if there's no such law, walk by. I haven't got a law saying I got to pick it up, I'm not going to touch it. I'm walking by. Okay, there's no law, true, you don't have to. But if it's smart, there's a chance for a treasure. Same thing here, this is covenant thing. There's no law that says you have to stay it up. True, but. It's good if you do with this extra credit. It's about that, which is the highest possible covenant. This is what these fathers do say. Here's two paradoxical statements where one is David's father take up both the opposite of what it says. One place they gain, the other place they lose better. So this is something where it would be wonderful if that's possible. If somebody could educate this father's father. This father would know how to quote. Teach them how to speak to also. Educate them despite the teachings of their bashis, bashis, their bashis. They should correct this error. It's pitiful. It's such a tremendous thing. Good custom, Chazal says, so much better and nicer than the Ashkenaz custom, they all say, self-silent. But, at least, it's a problem. And in fact, Probably start skipping the Korah, Af Hashem Lachem. Right here, the Din says, Befedesh, you must say it out loud and clear, pause, the Korah, Af. So, change him out to the Korah, one word, Korah. Korah, Af Hashem Lachem. Then you have further about the temple of Meheda. Now, of course. You must have these four that you said straight through. One more item. Item is on the end of the first paragraph, Shmuel, in the second paragraph, we have the Pasuk Pshat Tim, Pshat Tom, the Ois Hayodecha, the first one. Pshat Tom, the Ois Hayodecha refers to the tune of the hand. You must, at that point, go Pshat Ois Hayodecha, and kiss the palace, or if you're not married, you're a dusk, and kiss the tune. Then, but here you kiss the end of the second. You should have chat ten by some years on your ten. And the rest of the second, so these are the two places where you have to touch. So if you have to touch, you should kiss them. Two of the three parishes of the Yishma. The Yishma itself has three parishes. The Hafka, the Yishmaya, the Mayyid, according to the Yishma. Very important, I believe. These are basically three times the Gemara speaks about this in a very great way. Well, the Nachas felt it very much agreed with the Nachas. We're going to discuss tomorrow, it shouldn't be very good, because there are really four parashas. Aside from the first Lord Shema Yisrael Barashim, the third one, which I think we use, Mark and Vassashim, the surely this is right. Pick out the good qualities of this father. Therefore, we are after. First passion, well, you should the second, and the end is the third. First, we stress the second, you must
separated between two words that might merge into one. The moon, the meaning of either the first or second or both. In the Noyu Shemaya, the Sati Isa Bissot Chok, that too is mentioned in Shemaya. And most people can't understand why. Just take the same letter at the beginning of the next word. Except this not called the but apparently by the strident, they affect the phase and pronounce the phase, right? Many of the strident may have the evidence of the precedent. Phase and phase are the same, and therefore, when we accept this not called, let's make the separation. But even if the word Esav, the Ayin should be called Esav. Esav. And the iron olive is so important to be marked. Apparently, it's probably right there. It's trying to pronounce the olive, ah, and the, or eh, ah, eh, the second, the iron is known, ah, eh. Federal, speak, throat. The Gemara says that the first is not for the difference, not fit to be a husband. That's how the question is about the system. All you have to do is not to sell. That's what. Then, well, you mean listen? I'm not the one should be shabba. They have to give the highest this morning against various things that be shabba. They swore. The land judge said, Hashem swore to. How about if you can give to us? The Shabbat, Hashem swore, but if you pronounce without the iron, the Shabbat softly, from the Shabbat, to the hay, captured, was captured, but shall not be a place where you are about Hashem. You have to stress the Shabbat. There's a father about the Shabbat. Do it, you've got to leave your mind, not to try to. No, you might just like that one together. Then we come to the final one, final paragraph, and here, you see by you there, you take both hands, all the citrus. So though you had the citrus only the left hand between the last finger, next to the last finger, then you hold that hand plus the right hand on the citrus also. You say that's all empty cis. There are five places where you get the citrus. Five. The word citrus is mentioned three times. That's the three visual instances. The other day, there's a lot of citrus that come up. All you look at is citrus. Three. That's three. Each time you say citrus, you place the citrus first on the left eye, then the right eye, then you kiss. First left, then right eye. The next word, the Le'isam Le'isai, Le'isam Le'isai, you shall see it, here you place it, left eye, right eye, kissed, left eye, right eye, twice. Le'isam Le'isai is twice. Each word did this, you kissed once, Le'isam Le'isai twice. Then, finally, by Hashem Le'ikechem Chemes, kissed once. Five places, total. This is the Alapha in each of them. Zayi Kodesh now adds a very important point. There are not three parts of the Krishna, but four. Each one of these four corresponds to Hashem Kodesh. The Ahakta has 42 words. It corresponds to the Shemen phase. Shemen phase. Number of forms, like for example, one of the fire is called the Shaitan Vase. Shaitan Vase is something gracious, so it's a fire. Remember, for this one, the Shaitan Succession, and this first paragraph corresponds to that Shaitan Vase effect. Oyam Shemaya is not one part, but divided into two. The first one ends with the words. This is with the word this sum tip. The Al Ha'ana the Bevah Hashem Hashem they say Lachem this sum tip. That's the end of the second chapter of Yishma. And
word of Samten, the Hoyas of the Samten is exactly 72 words. That's the Shem Ayin Beis, the highest of the Shemis. 72 words, Shem Ayin Beis, Mati Yachesed. Therefore, the word of Samten, besides Luma, besides the fact that Din says you must pause in the Samten S, but nothing is Samten S, Ness, instead. I shall keep it with Ness and then. Besides that reason, there are two reasons. Now, you must pause there to show this at the end of the Shem Ayin Beis. There must be a very definite pause. Shed Hashem and say, look, and this Samten, a definite pause, not for a fraction, but for a definite pause. And then start the next one from S, when I Ela, till the end of this paragraph. Exactly 50 words, this corresponds to the Nun Shari Bida, the 50 degrees of wisdom. Amen. Yishon Reshon Eimad, till this, from the Yishon Lekechem, is again the Shem Ayin Beis, 72 words, only there are 3 words missing. Therefore, the person must be very careful for 2 reasons. There are again 2 reasons, Halacha and Kabbalah. 3 words missing, you must be very much alert. Listen to the positive repeat those 3 words that Shem would have given in this. Otherwise, you haven't got the Shem on in the last paragraph. More important, you do not have the 248 words in total of the Kriya Shema. Corresponding to the 248 parts of the body, 248 parts of the Shema. And this, again, proves, actually, the Chayyad Al said the person does not doubt it. The seaboard, this is, can I hear the Chazan session, which I'm living with. This is 3 parts, 3 words. You don't know what those 3 words refer to. 3 parts, 3 organs in the body. First is the heart, the brain, the liver, the heart, the brain, the liver. That is the Shabbat, which is 3 hours. That's why we go back to the top of the religion. These 3 words, you look here for the Chazan. If he is not up to the end, in the middle of Kriya Shema, wherever he is, the Chazan says these 3 words, he must stop right where he is. And the word he's up to, listen to these 3 words, for the mind to be capable of these 3 words, to go on. Even though he's up to the beginning, the after, he still be covered with these 3 words. Both before the 3 words, the 3 words, 48, and the 3 words of each of those places. Have already started Shema Yisrael. He wants to go to the covenant. But where he is in Shema Yisrael, covenant is he gives the 3 words and stops. No matter where he is, not today, he still should stop and listen to it because these 3 words are powerful words no matter how. But he's way back from the beginning, if he's doing any place, one record shift here in the room, this is the way he's called by one of the things that are very late. Well, he's getting a topic and did not have this topic. At least he should need 3 words to the public. And if the Chazan said these 3 words, if there's anybody speaking at that time, topic at that time, that person knows he's going wrong. Very wrong act. But if it's worth saying these 3 words, it must take complete balance and concentration. Both the life of so forth. These 3 words, of course, have a lot of penetration. Vedic Kodesh says, in response to the 3 names of Hashem, Hashem is the identity of the 3 names of Hashem, very great depth. That's why, if a person is davening the Yechidus, not willfully, but accidentally, there are ways to make up for fighting these 3 words, make up for
what's more the Kriya Shema? 248 words in the Kriya Shema. It's about the coverage person. He's missing 3 words. So we get that back either by the Chazan repeating Hashem Lekechem in this, if the person davens properly in the minyan. If there is an accident, he cannot come to the minyan, and therefore he needs the 3 words be Yechidus, or he did come to the minyan, but somehow he slowed up, he was before the Kriya Shema when the Chazan got to Hashem Lekechem. You got to make up those three words. There are a number of ways of making it up. First way is after Habach Ramei Shaviyala, before saying Shmuel, so you say Kel Malach Devon. This is supposed to make up for those three words we're going to do, because these three words also are Hashem's name. It's 3 days of Hashem, Kel, Malach, Devon. It's like Hashem, Malach, and Kel. Malach, Devon is Emes. Plus the fact that the first letters of Kel Malach Devon are Yotei 91, only the Kavesh of Hashem. That's one way to do it. Second way is, first he gets to Hashem Lekev Emes, he repeats himself. When he has Hashem Lekev Emes, he says, again, Hashem Lekev Emes. That's not the recommended way. I'm just saying this, that it is mentioned by some, but it's not the recommended way. Either Kemalach Ne'emon, the ways that are mentioned in Zohar Kodesh, Kemalach Ne'emon, or it was mentioned in Shulah Kodesh, that we need the three names of Hashem. These three could be Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. That's the vowel of the Yatsev. Note the Yatsev, the Nachon, the Kaya, the Yosha. You have 15 words in succession with the vav. 15 times a vav is 15 times 6 is 90. Hashem's name, Yud, K, Vav, K, is the gematria 26 plus the four letters, truth of the UK, Vav, K, 26 and 4 is 30. 3 times Hashem's name is 90. You have the reason for the Vavim, 16 Vavim, which is 90, to correspond to Kavanah for that. You have to have Kavanah, that's what you're covering. All these Kavanahs and all these things are very good, but they cannot compare because of the Shmuel Chayzal's son, or Shmuel Chayzal, and Zayek, and he says that this is the way to make up for it. Kemalach Nebu and so forth. Achav became, despite this, Kodah Olav Ovi, he plays out still, as he says, said about this person, still a crime that cannot be repaired, cannot be affected. It is something which there's no excuse. The person must stop and show the teamwork. And as I said, I've seen people who have missed Tilma Tzibur. Even though they were sick, I've seen this. They did. The person was sick. He was sick, lying in bed. So he said, time out. Sickness, excuse me, I have to leave. I'll be back, right back to you to bed the sickness. I gotta go down the Aviyah. He went to Shul down the Aviyah, came back, went back to bed and said, okay, I'm back now. This is what exactly the same thing Mar says about the Muslim Shul Yechayzah. Said how wonderful Yasunim is. Yasunim forgives all sins. For a tzaddik, of course, he has no sins to forgive. But tzaddik takes upon himself Yasunim, takes upon himself Yasunim, that forgives for other Jews. A tzaddik can take upon himself Yasunim, can forgive for all Jews. The Gemara says that, let me, the Levi Kodesh, took upon himself Yasunim for 13 years, and no woman ever had any miscarriage. There was never a problem with health and Rusa. You know, since he soon covered for the whole world. There's a story told in the, it's brought in the Sefer Hasidim, where a person, Talmud, a person called Chachamim. Chachamim was once seen in the summertime, he took upon himself the bees offerings, the mosquitoes, and other insects that bite that really are painful. And as I once said, testify that of all the Yasunim, this is one of the worst Yasunim possible to have insects in your face and not to raise your hand to brush them off. And then he talked about himself putting his feet into a pail of ice. And his friends asked him, what are you doing? He said, Yasunim are the promise of this. They said, we don't think you have that kind of sins. So he said, if I don't, then I said, it is brought to him on earth. That Mashiach is a stubborn man. Mashiach, as we believe, let's get that clear, our interpretation, or our Amuna Mashiach is the way the Zohar Kodesh says it, not the way the philosophers say it, the Jewish philosophers. Mashiach ben Yit Medavid, Mashiach said that Amunah was born, and he was taken up to heaven immediately, and kept there waiting for the time he should come down again to
we do is take a side of course, which is now. But in other words, he is kept in heaven, he was born already, he's not going to be born, as the others say. He's already exists, he's not a future item, he is the Son of God. So the Gemara says that in heaven, Hashemayim, he is suffering tremendous Yisrael. Tremendous Yisrael, for what? He's fully pure. He's suffering Yisrael to cover for the sins of the Jews. His Yisrael will also what will bring him closer. So this Talmud Chacham said, I don't want without my conscience that Mashiach should suffer Yisrael for my sins. Why should he suffer for me? So if there's any suffering, then I'll suffer myself. I have pity on Mashiach, he has enough worries without me. I don't want me to be the source of the son of Mashiach. And if my sins are not enough for such a son, fine, then I will help to alleviate the Mashiach's sin. I'll take off some by taking on myself some of the sins of the other Jews. It's written about that one. He was nostalgic. He came to his Talmidim. He showed them what he had accomplished, how high up Gedeon he was with his Talmud. Of course, very few could do that. A person should strive to do tshuva. Benazal said, to put it in a clear perspective, Benazal said, these people who accept what they call the Gulu Shal Shalik, the sport of the Kabbalah, for certain kind of sins, the sin of Chilabis, for instance, that's called Taivas Meshagel. Taivas Meshagel, Shegel means a dog. Shegel means Chilabis. Acting like a dog. So the chicken for Shegel is Shelik. It means he has to roll in snow and ice and suffer, take it for himself, he's soon suffering. The Vinodal said that that's the old days he used to do that. He said he can, the smallest hit, the slightest thought, just the thought entered his mind about this item, kill up this, and already did with himself abortion. Nowadays, people have worse than thoughts, actually, especially today with the hormones on the pornography, the plague that struck the world. So, this type of sin requires children. Vinodal said there is a train that is headed for a certain destination. You want to get to that destination, you know you cannot get there other than this train. There's no highway or route, there's nothing else but a train. You get to the destination of Kapora, erasing your sin, being this one method, this one solution, then you get to that destination. Otherwise, as you don't get there, there's heavy penalty pay. Get this erased. Vinodal said there's another train going an entirely different route, completely different route. But the last stop on this train comes to the same point as the other one, the same destination. So you have a choice of taking one of these two trains. And so this means one train is Yisun. To get this city race, you have to have the worst kind of Yisun to dip yourself in ice and to fast days and weeks of complete abstention and fasting and self-torture. That's one method of getting to Kapora for the sin. It's another method that builds the same. The train which goes to the same place, you get to the same Kapora, the same thing. And that train is explained in this. The person has explained this. No torture, no fasting, no self-inflicted masochism. Simply explained this. Each day, the person speaks to Hashem. Cries out his heart to Hashem, Hashem help me, Hashem forgive me. We get to the same thing as the other one with all that sort of torture. Not only the same, but much better off. The suspenders is a much faster method, an express train to get there much faster than the other one. It leaves it much purer, it does a better job. That's the Vedas on teachers, and that's why Vedas said that the Maima of his Vedas is above, far above all else. Nothing can compare this way, as a person can rise to the greatest heights to get the closest action.